Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Most of our TSA employees are working without pay.
And Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem is hoping airport travelers hear her message of blame.
Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government. And because of this, many of our operations are impacted.
A video for the nation's airports featuring DHS Secretary Kristi Noem blaming Democrats for the gridlock. But major hubs are refusing to play it, citing the video's blatant political message.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Agents tear-gassed protesters at a car crash in Chicago. ICE agents chasing an undocumented immigrant who tried to get away.
Residents nearby gathering at the scene. The crowd growing hostile, throwing eggs at federal agents, then rocks. Agents responding by firing tear gas. Several people were arrested.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio, Los Angeles, now issuing a state of emergency to help people who encounter ICE agents. This is ABC News. If you think weather is already extreme, the UN Weather Agency said today that carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere hit new record highs last year, and that heat trapped by greenhouse gases is turbocharging the Earth's climate and causing more extreme weather. The World Meteorological Organization says CO2 growth rates have now tripled since the 1960s. It says emissions from human activities and more wildfires have helped fan a vicious climate cycle. The hottest thing on Broadway, it's been around years, but last week it performed better than ever. Hamilton made more than $4 million just last week, the highest gross in its 10 years on Broadway. And it comes outside the holiday season when shows typically see their highest grosses. They are not giving away tickets. Fans are paying high prices to see Leslie Odom Jr. return as Aaron Burr. Average ticket price, $376. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
0.9 WGBW Newsroom. I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Green Bay City leaders are looking to overhaul zoning codes to promote housing affordability. At Monday night's meeting, the city's plan commission discussed changing nearly 100 parts of its subdivision and zoning rules. It would be one of the most substantial revisions this century to Green Bay laws governing land use and development. City's zoning administrator, John Leroy, says zoning regulations have been inconsistent with the city's affordable housing priorities. In both the current comprehensive plan from 2003 and the city's latest vision on itself for the next quarter century. So what would the changes look like for your neighborhood? In general, the effect would be allowing more homes that are less expensive to build, more kinds of homes, and more people living on the same amount of land. Leroy says that a more extensive rewrite of the zoning code will happen sometime after the city council adopts a new comprehensive plan, which it's expected to do October 21st. Governor Evers wants to move forward with his plan to revamp Wisconsin prisons, which includes closing the Green Bay Correctional Institution. A news release issued yesterday says the governor will ask the State Building Commission, which he also chairs, to release $15 million secured through the bipartisan 2025-27 state budget. The Green Bay Correctional Institution is a 127-year-old building, overcrowded prison that leaders and advocates have discussed closing for years. Governor Evers' plans emphasizes not only revamping existing prison facilities, but also investing in rehabilitation programs to help address the state's growing prison population. The plan includes turning Waupun Correctional Institution into a state-of-the-art, medium-security vocational village. The aim to offer inmate training and workforce readiness so people getting out of prison can become contributing members of society, reduce their risk for reoffending, and improve public safety, according to Evers' statement. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers head to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, Game 3 of the NLCS. Tomorrow evening at 5:08 between the Brewers and Dodgers, the crew losing last night's game 5-1. Do the Brewers need to improve their focus? Pitcher Freddy Peralta.
Yeah, we have to, 100%. It's not fun to be 0-2, you know, going to L.A. I think we have to turn the page and try to come back in Los Angeles.
The Brewers have only 2 runs on 5 hits for the series so far. They've struck out 15 times. Pat Murphy.
You know, we chased way more than we've chased all year. We've been the best in baseball at not chasing. These pitchers brought out the worst in us.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Thunder, 116-112 at Fiserv Forum in their final preseason game.
Again, it was not our best basketball game, but offensively, we were really good. If we can play the same type of offense that we played tonight, you know, we're going to be pretty happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormes. Maybe a lingering shower or sprinkle early. Otherwise, you can expect mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid 40s. On your Thursday, an isolated shower possible. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid 60s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW with Linda Ronstadt. Chance to see the Linda Ronstadt Experience coming with tickets later in the week.
Thank you. From Green Bay to Green Bay. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM WGBW.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. Streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. Friendship, friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. The slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. Within my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
I have my books and my poetry to protect me.
A little bit profound there. I mean, especially for a pop song, right? Simon and Garfunkel. Paul Simon wrote some amazing songs. I'm Dan Marcus. I appreciate all this stuff, really. I just love the music that we play here on WGBW and presume you do too, and that's why you're here. Certainly not my good looks. Coming up in a couple of minutes. Well, certainly not my good looks. It's another one of those great, familiar, never-to-be-forgotten jingles. From a TV commercial. It's the Timeless commercial on the way in just a couple of minutes on 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
Time out on the field. Let's bring in Gina Della from Pella. What's the winning game plan this month?
Wayne, a whole house of new windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months.
Wow, that's a drive you can sustain for years. No penalties, no extra interest.
And unlike opponents, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin actually stops the drafts.
Don't sit on the sidelines, folks. Make your move today at PellaWI.com.
Service versus appliance, 1031-2025.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
And I'm Dan Marcus. 8:16 and 50 degrees right now from our studios in downtown Green Bay. Right next to the city deck is probably my favorite part of the day, is because I get to play for you a commercial. In this case, I almost said song, but that's what this is. It's a jingle from a commercial from, I'm guessing, it looks like, judging by the clothes in the TV commercial, it's, and the car, it's somewhere in the 70s. And this is interesting because, well, let's set the scene. A mom and a dad and a kid or two hopping out of the family station wagon and headed into a fast food joint.
Have it your way. Yeah. Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King.
May I help you, sir?
Two Whoppers, two Whopper Juniors, and four Coca-Cola. And would I have to wait long if you made one Whopper with no pickle and no lettuce?
No, sir. Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
Oh, well, in that case, could I have the other Whopper with extra ketchup?
Sure. We can serve your broiled beef Whopper fresh with everything on topper. Any way you think is proper, have it your way.
Sing it.
Now that's the way to do things, our way.
Have it your way.
There it is.
Have it your way at Burger King. Burger King.
How fun is that? The old Burger King. That's one of the original Burger King commercials, I think. And yeah, have it your way. Everybody knows that jingle, right? And now it's all about your mama. Don't dance. Loggins and Messina. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. The old folks say that you gotta end your day by 10. If you're out.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Outside a general store, they said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride,
with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Today is National Cheese Curd Day, and Connie's on it. Another hard-hitting investigative report from Connie coming up about cheese curds. Oh, she's going to hit me for that one. It's on the way on WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. An Oshkosh man arrested for allegedly kicking his bleeding dog in the head last week appeared in court yesterday. 39-year-old Travis Gant was charged Tuesday for allegedly abusing a dog and then threatening family members who shared a video that led to his arrest, according to a criminal complaint. The incident happened last week at a home on Frederick Street. Police obtained a search warrant for the home and, according to the criminal complaint, found three adult dogs and four young puppies. Oshkosh Area Humane Society workers removed all seven dogs. Court records describe the dog that was seen being kicked in the head as somewhat non-coherent, with obvious injury to the head and had difficulty standing up. Two people in the home described repeated acts of abuse by Gant. Gant denied abusing the animals to police, claiming the dogs were injured fighting each other. Gant also allegedly threatened people in the home, including an adult woman and a 13-year-old girl, for recording and sharing video of his interactions with the dogs, according to the criminal complaint. Gant faces five charges, including intentionally mistreating animals and intimidating a witness. Wisconsin soybean farmers are worried about losing big overseas markets because of the Trump administration's tariffs. Many farmers here export two-thirds of their $1.3 billion soybean crop, but China has stopped buying U.S. soybeans this year. Wisconsin Soybean Association members say the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy. Speaking of our farmers, it is National Cheese Curd Day. Started by Culver's about 10 years ago, no surprise there. But here's some interesting cheese curd trivia for you, Dan.
Okay.
Did you know they start to lose their squeak 12 hours after they're made?
Squeak 12 hours, last 12 hours, that's it?
Yeah, after 2 days, they're not considered fresh anymore, but they stop squeaking. Start to stop 12 hours.
I love squeaky curds.
You know what causes it?
What?
Elastic protein strands rubbing up against your tooth enamel.
Elastic protein strands?
Yeah.
Really?
That's why they're rubbery.
Okay.
Now, more folks probably around here know this than anywhere else, but do you know how they're made? It's when they stop the cheese-making process before they're done and they separate the curds from the whey.
Oh, I did not know that. I should tour a cheese factory.
We should know that if no one else does. And, you know, we're not the only ones who love our cheese curds. They're also a big hit in Quebec, Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they got that going for them.
There we go.
Okay, thanks, Connie.
Thanks, Dan.
Another hard-hitting investigative report on curds. National Curd Day.
I'm here for you.
Perfect.
You probably see something like this every day, an email that doesn't look quite right, or a phone call to your cell phone and you don't recognize the number. You know how to manage those items, but scammers are getting better at the way they try to infiltrate your information. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection tells us there is a new attack on our seniors. Details next.
At Steffes Auctioneers, we don't just sell, we guide. Knowing what your equipment or land is worth isn't just a number, it's clarity. It's the first step in making smart decisions for your future. That's why we offer honest, market-based valuations with no pressure to sell. Just insight you can trust. Start with the conversation or start with the valuation. Steffes Auctioneers. We don't just sell, we guide. Not sure where to start? Let's talk. Visit steffesgroup.com right now. That's steffesgroup.com.
Michelle Reinen is the administrator at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. She said they are learning that seniors are being targeted more and more these days by scammers that are trying to get at their nest egg.
Some of it is that they are older and believed to have more in their nest egg, if you will, more money, so that they become a larger target in that concept. Others are because of the method of communication that they more traditionally use, being a telephone versus social media. So there's more opportunity for engagement with them. You can get into a conversation. That scam can go on for many different layers, if you will, or phases. Another reason why they may be targeted more often is they may be more secluded.
Michelle Reinen with the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says aside from that seclusion, some seniors are also taking medications that can have side effects that leave them confused. The bottom line, she says, is make sure that you're touching base, trying to put in monitoring systems to make sure if there's transactions that your senior is involved with, they are legitimate.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And as fall colors start to pop up around Wisconsin, we'd love to see your favorite picture. You can send it to us via our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. I'm Pam Yonke.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Maybe a lingering shower or sprinkle early. Otherwise, you can expect mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid 40s. On your Thursday, an isolated shower possible. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid 60s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
See you painted black. Well, that's a bit negative, don't you think? They didn't call them the bad boys of rock and roll for no reason at all. I'm Dan Marcus. Now, if you're following the Brewers and game three is tomorrow, be aware that the series shifts from Milwaukee out to the West Coast. And so that means the game's going to start 2 hours earlier, our time. So, here's your strategy. Maybe today, certainly tomorrow morning, start a little cough. You might have to leave work just a couple hours early in order to get in front of the TV and root the Brewers over the Dodgers. First pitch, 5:08 tomorrow.
Why do birds suddenly appear? Every time you are near, just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky? Every time you walk by, just like me, to be close. that you were born. The angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Raise your kids right. Play 97.9 WGBW in the car on the way to school.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. That song had such a unique sound to it, partly because of the bongos and also because of the harpsichord that is in there. It's just different instrumentation made all the difference in the world for that. The Yardbirds, who, as they started to break up, eventually turned into a little group called Led Zeppelin. I'm Dan Marcus. Creedence Clearwater Revival coming up. I've often said, you know, and I'll say this again, Creedence Clearwater Revival came out in the late 60s, like 1968 was their first song on the radio, the year after Sgt. Pepper. And with Sgt. Pepper, everybody started doing psychedelics, right? And I credited Creedence Clearwater Revival, without any input from anybody else, with bringing the root flavor of rock and roll back to the back to music. And I had the great opportunity to talk by phone with Cosmo Clifford, the drummer, Doug Clifford, the drummer. And I pointed that out to him, and he said, yeah, you're right. And I felt smart. So, and when you hear Creedence Clearwater Revival, they were a straightforward rock and roll band during the psychedelic period. They kind of changed things, which is fine. So, but anyway, I don't know how I got on that topic, except to say that one of their best is coming up next on 97.9 WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Line up and grab yourself a bowl of Booyah for a great cause. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And this Saturday, October 18th, from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. at the Grounded Cafe on South Adams Street. Line right up and grab yourself a nice, warm bowl of chicken Booyah. There's also contests, a trunk or treat, all while raising funds for the ADRC of Brown County. Now that sounds like a delicious morning. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station. WGBW.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door.
Back to the Basics Band, CCR, on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Ronnie, help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Ronnie, help, help me, Ronnie. 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 Help me, Ronnie, yeah, get her out of my heart. She was gonna be my wife and I was gonna be her man.
Come on, Ronnie.
But she let another guy come between us and share my plan.
Come on, Ronnie.
Oh, Ronnie, you caught my eye. And I can give you lots of reasons why. You gotta help me, Ronnie. Help me get her out of my heart. Help me, Ronnie. Help, help me, Ronnie. Help me, Ronnie. Help, help me, Ronnie.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her. Yeah. My baby does a hanky panky.
Walking on down the line.
Yeah,
you know I saw her for the very
my baby does a hanky panky.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. That's going to wrap it up for me, Dan Marcus. Wednesday edition of My Job. But Laura McKenna keeps the tunes coming for you. More information from Connie Feldman. This afternoon, it's Eric Westfall. News from Stuart J. Waddles. It's a full day here at WGBW. American woman!